The Metricon pre-game interview.
Benny Carmichael's been good enough to join us. Binger, how are you?
Yeah, great to be here.
I should be introducing you as 2016 Leopold Premiership player, Ben Carmichael.
Yeah, that would be nice. No, it's good to get the chance to come out and watch Leopold, which I don't get to do too often.
A disappointing end of your season. Anglesey obviously got you in the qualifying final. You got past Motta in the first semi, but got to prelim final day and unfortunately just couldn't get past Torquay, who I'm guessing you probably didn't want to play in a prelim. You would have hoped to have got to a granny and then, you know, probably shot your best shot in that game.
Yeah, they're a great side, Torquay. So if you're going to beat them once, it's probably what you want it to be in a final, but no, that was certainly too good, and I think they're the deserving winner. Dom is just he's a great coach. They've got a great list, but yeah, that prelim, they probably just played the conditions a little bit better than us. But you know, from where we were halfway during the year, like, we felt like it was still a positive year.
Yep.
But yeah, obviously, yeah, making a prelim is not what we want. We want to win premierships, but still proud of what we'll be able to achieve this year.
So Ben Fennell, unwell prelim final day. When did you get the call to say, mate, I am no good?
I got a text message at about 7:30 on the Saturday morning, and I actually thought he was kidding. So yeah, I straight away was on the phone to Doc Walder and see what he could do, and he said he actually just can't play, and if he was around the group anyway, he goes, there's probably six or seven of the blokes that would be end up like that next week if you got through. But you need a lot of luck to win finals and in footy, but it happens to everyone. So just unfortunate that we lost one of our prime movers on prelim day. So
now, you've been doing a bit of Mitch Cleary work. Have you picked up a couple of laid outs for Leopold that we need to know about?
Yeah, well, Tev Noffey is sick. He's got the Ben Fennell flu. I think Andrew Pepper did his hamstring.
Yep. Nick Thursday night. Ash and Tom Gordon into the selected team for Leopold.
That's they're pretty good ins as well. They got good depth for Leopold, so they'll love having Tommy Gordon back in, I reckon.
Yeah. There you go.
Very handy.
Well done, Ben. Good work.
It's very good. Anyone else just want to stop by the bus and just let us know? Just,
yeah. What else is going on?
Any other intel around
coaching
the place?
Circles or recruitment or anything like that? You let us know.
There's plenty going on.
Is there? Well, come on.
There's a lot of noise, isn't there?
Yeah, well, I get a phone call from Tom every second day asking for a bit of intel, but nah, it's all good.
Oh, you're down to once every 2 days. I thought it was daily.
He's off ya.
He's ringing Butter, I think, or somebody else.
Wow.
Stitch up. Here we go.
Big time, yeah. Thanks very much. Really appreciate it. You got a question that's relevant?
Has the recruiting actually started? Recruiting actually started for your club then?
What have
you
done?
Yeah. So how does that work? Like, well, in terms of, because obviously some clubs still playing and bits and pieces, but you're here to look at Leopold for any apparent reason or what?
No, I just love coming to watch Leopold. But yeah, I've always got an eye out, and I love watching footy. So yeah, recruiting starts, you know, pretty much all year round. Like, we're keeping in contact with players, and the thing about the Ballerine, though, we finished so early, so a lot of the guys we talk to still are playing. But yeah, the recruiting, you know, it starts probably halfway during the year, and player retention, and it's a 12 month of the year job.
Can I just say something on that, just about your recruiting? The recruiting has changed somewhat for the Ballerine as well. The profile of the player you're recruiting now is somewhat changing, evolving a little. You're not sort of looking now for that player who's fringe reserves, fringe seniors,
because
the Ballerine's improved so much along the way that player is not necessarily going to make a difference at Ballerine level now. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, the quality of guys that are coming into the league now, it's really good, and I think the competition now is in a place where it is so even. So it's really important you do get some of those recruits. But, you know, we feel like we've created a model with our kids. This year was the first year we've had a Divi 1 under-18 side. So our better players are coming from our home club, which is great. And as we're just talking about the points, you know, we never have problems with points, and we never recruit to go over either because we just don't want to have the hassle. But the quality of players coming down is really good. It's great for the competition. Certainly you know, looking at the GFL, we're not up to that level yet, and that's realistic. But we're bridging the gap, I feel.
Do you think the retention is more important than the recruitment?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And that's the first thing we do. Like, you always want to add to your list, but trying to keep on to our kids, which is important. And like I said, we don't go over at the points. So, yeah, just keeping on to them. And usually we've been really good. The guys that we get in usually spend a fair bit of time down at Drysdale.
So if you retain, say, 90%, then the recruitment becomes specialised for you in terms of what you might actually need to fill a gap rather than just go, we need three mids or we need two forwards or whatever like that. You can sort of go out and get somebody that you might really need to make a difference.
That's exactly right. Like, you have to lock down your list to see what you need, and then sort of obviously go out there and, you know, you could speak to plenty and get not many, but, yeah, retaining your list and then, yeah, trying to fill the holes where you need them.
What's on the shopping list for Drysdale for next year?
It's really funny. Like, the age demographic of our group has always been, we've got a lot of 18 to 21 year olds, and then we've got a lot of 28 to 32 year olds. So we're just probably looking for some guys that are in that real sweet spot. The fortunate thing about, you know, the last 3 years is those kids that were at that age are coming into, you're probably playing your best footy when you're about 25, 26, I reckon. So we just want to get some guys that are probably in their prime. There's certainly plenty of holes we want to fill. You know, we probably look to probably find a couple of young mids. You know, we've probably got a really experienced midfield, but yeah, we got the opportunity this year through injury and unavailability to try some of those kids through there, and they're fantastic.
You do have, as you touched on, some older guys on your list. Has anybody indicated they're not going on next year? I just think of the Delaneys, obviously, have come in, but, you know, they're not young men, but are they planning to play on in 2025?
Yeah, they are. Like, but with the older guys, you just give them a bit of time. Like, you know that they're not going to go anywhere and play anywhere else. They're committed to Drysdale. It's just a matter of, you know, giving them time to freshen up and get their body right. Yeah, so we're expecting them to play, which would be great. They're great footy guys, and they both played some good footy. You know, we didn't probably see the best of Cam through injury, and I think he only played maybe four or five games during the year, but he was really good in the finals, and, you know, we want to see him out there next year.
And next year's going to be the last year. The Ballerine looks as it's looked for 30 years. You're going to have a new club in 2026. So do you start planning for that as well, or does Surf Coast not impact you too much? It's going to be more the clubs probably that side of the river, you know, Torquay, Anglesey, that are going to get impacted.
I think they're probably the ones directly going to be impacted the most, but it will impact everyone. You'd think that they'll be spreading their net pretty wide. But yeah, I think it's refreshing to have a new side in the competition. What it looks like with teams, and we'll wait and see on that, but yeah, it's certainly exciting and something different, and a new club is, you know, certainly welcomed by us.
Yep. Handicap, how's it going? Oh, did you work on your golf game? Play every Sunday?
Yeah, I do play every Sunday. The handicap's not getting any better, but now the weather is starting to fine up.
Is it?
Apart from today. Fair-weathered golfer.
Golfer, your old man or you?
I'm better.
What are you off?
18.
You're off 18?
Yeah.
Okay.
So just an average golfer.
Yeah. Okay. But that's better than half the population.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so they say.
Where do we ply our trade?
Clifton Springs.
Another great Clifton Springs, the Royal and Ancient.
You were here when we were talking to Ash West. Do you like the tiered salary cap and point system?
I think the point system, I don't think it's changed anything. Like, you see some of those lower clubs getting more points, but then with more points, you've got the higher point player, they're usually getting paid more.
Yep.
So it's got a match.
Yep.
But certainly from our perspective, like, we love the points system, because we don't go over, we play our kids. So in that respect, yeah, looking from, you know, in our own backyard, I think it's fine. The tiered salary cap, you know, obviously, you know, the GFL is the best comp in the region. Obviously, they attract the better players. They need to get better paid. So, I think it's a good idea, but they just got to get it right, I think.
We started the year, obviously, down at Torquay, doing your game back in round one, and we saw Luke Priest that day have an absolute cracker. You must have been thrilled for him that he posted a top three finish in the Ash Medal and made the team of the year.
Yeah, no, he had a fantastic year, Luke. And sometimes people forget, you know, he's only second year out of under-18s. Yeah. He's fairly lightly built, and he had a great year, along with, you know, some other our other kids. I think we had four or five that were still eligible for under-18s last year coming up. So, like Chris Tayton, Ricky Reid, Flynn Chergwin, Jai Hawkins, those guys. We've got a really good young group that are pushing up into... to play some really big roles this year for us, which was fantastic.
Jackson Patch, you've landed from, well, played not most recently Motowari, but has obviously known to Ballerine supporters as a Motowari player. How did you manage to land him at the club?
Yeah, so Patchy is good mates with a lot of the boys that are playing already. He's moved to Drysdale, so just across the road from Mortimer Oval. So, he's a lovely fella, and you know, he's played at the level and played Falcons, and we're looking forward to seeing what he can do for us.
Good stuff. Big up. Great to catch up with you. I really appreciate you taking the time to jump in the van and give us a bit of a Ballerine perspective on things, and obviously preliminary final. You don't exist to play in prelims. You want to win flags, and you've got to go back to 2010 for your last premiership, and I know you were part of that, obviously, as a two-timer in that era, and I think you'd love to be a coach of a premiership winning coach at the club as well. Really appreciate your time, and enjoy your summer. Good luck with the handicap, and we'll see you in 2025.
Thanks guys, good luck with the call.
The Metricon pre-game interview.